USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. 5 months ago. The figures show that the crisis continues to throw people out of work, just as the expiration of an extra $600 a week from federal jobless benefits has deepened the hardship for many as Democrats refuse to negotiate to bring those funds back. Applications for jobless benefits declined to 963,000, the second straight drop from the 1.2 million the previous week. A federal appeals court in New Orleans upheld the constitutionality of the all-male military draft system, citing a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned a 2019 ruling by a Texas-based federal judge. The U.S. government stopped drafting young men into the military in 1973, but every male must still register for the draft when he turns 18. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp. Now, InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state of the art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Justice Department said that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organizations and violent actions. Law enforcement officers said the group used the accounts to solicit donations, including trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency related to terrorism. It's part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of any extremist organization, including those designed as foreign terror groups. California will resume eviction and foreclosure proceedings on September 2nd, stoking fears of a wave of evictions during the coronavirus pandemic. Since the pandemic began in March, more than 9.7 million people have filed for unemployment benefits in California. A survey from the U.S. Census shows more than 1.7 million renters could not pay their rent on time over the last 3 months. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Lorraine Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.